For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
She really hates him. It's really true.
Good, let's get started. Oh. You said you went testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3. Do you want to test?
Test. I've already been yelled at.
You didn't yell at, but you made me look.
I didn't make you look bad. I asked you why you asked him that. You told me. Then I go, okay, let's get started.
No, that's not how you do it. You know how you go over everything I do in the tone of voice or how I do it? Mm-hmm. Not what I mean, but how I say it. You go, good, let's get started. So in your tone of voice.
Well, I didn't mean to.
Okay, well, so, okay,
sorry.
So remember.
Sorry.
That. All right. But
sorry.
Remember.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Do you remember this part? I'm sorry.
Okay.
Or should I fight you to the death now? Because that's how you would do it. Is that what you want me to do?
No, I'm just saying. Can I tell you?
I guess you're going to, no matter what I say.
I like the spackling spots behind us. I got to paint this wall. There's so much work to do. Okay, let me explain one little thing.
What?
Of the craziness of women. I'm not even one of those guys. Oh, woman, I don't do that.
I mean, since I'm the main woman in your life.
So let me say the crazy.
Your mom has already passed away, and your sister you don't talk to anymore. So what is it?
I talked to her once. Bonnie said, I want to get a tattoo. I go, oh, good. Mm. I'm not going to even tell you what kind until she gets it. I don't want a surprise. Break out the surprise. She goes, oh, I want to get this tattoo. So for
I still want to get it.
Okay, for Mother's Day, I set up an appointment. I got you the I'm going to get you the tattoo. I set up the appointment. I go, well, since I'm taking it, I might as well get one. Mm-hmm. So the appointment was Monday at 12 o'clock.
This reminds me of the time you got yourself a car for Mother's Day. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
You don't remember buying yourself a new car?
For the family.
A new Mercedes?
For the family.
Okay.
So, I set up the appointment for Monday. The guy's super busy. You know, he goes, my next appointment's not till July. Set the appointment up. Sunday night, I go to Bonnie. All right, tomorrow we go get our tattoos. Bonnie goes, I don't think I want to get it.
You know what it is? I didn't research the...
You could have done it Sunday night. You could have done it Sunday night.
I know, but then it was all happening so fast, and then I'd already made plans
for
Monday that I had to have this like writing done, and then...
You still could have got it done. But anyhow, she bailed out.
It seemed like it was happening so fast.
She bailed out. I was stuck, and I had to get... I mean, I got my new tattoo. It's not colored in. I got these half flowers up here.
Thank God you got that done, because I was like looking at your neck area like, why is it just empty there?
What do you mean? Oh, why is there no tattoo
why
there?
Why is there no tattoo there?
Looks good.
It's so prison-y.
It's not prison-y. Okay. Once your flowers get colored in, once they get colored. I just did the outline the other day.
Our vacuum hit the dust. Bit the dust. Is that
not
funny?
It's not.
Our vacuum bit the dust.
Well, it's not sucking up the dust.
Yeah, I mean, that was the main joke. But, okay, so... I don't know. For whatever reason, we can't find a place around here that'll fix our vacuum, our Dyson. And so I said they have these like shark vacuums at Kohl's.
I'm the one who said Shark is supposed
to be
good.
Okay, well, I just been to Kohl's.
I heard Stern talking about saying how good sharks are, but he wasn't doing a promo. He was talking about it.
Oh, like, my God. Okay, so then we go to Kohl's. We're going to go to Kohl's. Oh, we've been working on the shed. This is the thing. And it was so hot. Like, we were literally dripping sweat.
Within a half an hour, we quit.
It was so, like, every time we, like, leaned over to, like, screw something in, water would pour off our faces. It was crazy.
It was insane.
It was really nuts.
It was crazy.
So then we came in, said, let's just go to the gym and we'll stop at Kohl's. So we get to Kohl's, we go inside, we go to the vacuum area, and I turn and look at Rich and notice for the first time what he is wearing. And he is wearing one of those tank tops that's just got the tiny little straps that go down so that you can totally see your the person's whole chest, the nipples, everything's just completely exposed.
And this is where we're going to the gym.
This is what I say now. I go, what are you doing? Why are you wearing that shirt? We're going to the gym. I go, I know, but you knew we were stopping off at Kohl's first to get a vacuum. Ah, I'm going to the gym. He keeps saying it like it's just like if I was wearing a bikini, I'd just be like, I'm going to the beach.
No, if you were...
I'm going to the beach.
No,
it's so humiliating to be walking around. First of all, to wear that shirt even to the gym is embarrassing, but I'll allow it. I mean,
You'll allow it?
Yeah, it's so... When I see those guys at the gym wearing that shirt, I'm just like, why are you wearing a shirt at all? Like, what's the point? It's so embarrassing that you would need to show your nipples in public. It's so
it's
weird.
No, it's for work. It's so... You know, your chest or whatever, working out. It's a workout shirt. That's
Do you see what I'm saying? He keeps repeating the same thing.
What am I repeating? It's a workout shirt.
I'm going to work out. It's a workout shirt.
Yeah.
Work out in it. Okay, but even to work out in, why don't you just wear a t-shirt? What's the big deal?
Because one, I had a new tattoo.
Because you have to see your nipples while you're working out. No, because you think you have such an amazing body.
No, I don't.
You got to like walk around. It's so crazy. Could you imagine a 60-some-year-old woman walking around with her like boobs all hanging out? Like, I'm not even talking about nipples, but just like low cut, maybe a crop top.
I've imagined that before.
You'd be like, what is she doing? Why is she doing that? Why does she still need that kind of attention at that age? Well, that's you. That's what you're doing.
No.
So we go. I say, I can't do it. Like, literally, I'm having a meltdown. I can't believe he's wearing... I just can't believe that I've said to him before when he's worn that shirt out, like, I won't get out of the car if he's wearing it. But yet, it doesn't register to him. Oh, Bonnie hates when I wear this shirt in public, so let me just put on a t-shirt over top of this so that I'll just take that off when I go to the gym.
Since I really
want to go to the gym in this. I really need to wear this nipple-showing shirt. Well, it doesn't cross his mind, okay? He just thinks he's going to tell everyone in the store, I'm going to the gym. I'm going to the gym. So we're in Kohl's. I can't take it. It's so white trash. It's unbearable. And listen, I grew up super, super poor, white trash, basically. But you elevate yourself. I mean, you just don't let yourself, like remember that show we were watching where they go, get out of the dirt, Ava. No, get out of the mud, Ava. That's you. Get out of the mud, Ava. Get out of the mud. What's the point? Like, it's so weird. So then the woman, and I say woman, but it's really like a 19-year-old girl is now.
Probably 21.
Okay. She's very, very young looking. If I was in a junior high school and she was walking, I would think she was a student. She looks very young. And she comes over to help us, and I said, oh, can you just tell us like how much this one is? We can't find this one. And she goes, oh, I forgot to bring my whatever it is, laser pointer. She goes, oh, I should have brought it. Let me go back and get it. And Rich goes, and she goes, I should have brought it. Like, rolls her eyes. And Rich goes, yeah, you should have. Like,
but she didn't
why?
Hear me.
I know, but
But
why?
I was joking. If
I know, but
I go for
why?
The joke.
Yeah,
I can't
but how,
help
who,
it.
For whom? Who would laugh at that joke? I'm already completely...
She would have laughed at it if she heard it. Yeah, you should have.
No, she wouldn't have. She was already making the joke about herself. She was already self-deprecating. So she goes back, gets it, and we're standing there, and Rich is talking, and it's just so uncomfortable to me that this grown man with his nipples out is talking to this young woman, which I feel for her. I can't believe she has to stand there and deal with someone. Like, I had to walk away. I couldn't. I just go, I'm going to the car. I can't do it. I can't buy a vacuum. We didn't buy a vacuum because Rich chose to wear his nipple-bearing shirt.
I was going to the gym.
Oh my God. It was so humiliating. I just don't understand why.
It's hot. It was 100 degrees.
Everyone else in the store was wearing normal clothes.
We didn't see everybody.
Rich, to be like that's like, I mean, I've said this before.
If we were in somewhere like in Myrtle Beach and you went, you know, with pants on and a bikini top, that wouldn't bother me. If we were down the shore or
okay, but we're not, we're not down the shore.
But it was hot enough.
It doesn't matter. Like, I don't know why you're defending this. You look like total, you don't look like you're a bodybuilder. People aren't like, oh, wow, look at that bodybuilder over there. They're like, that guy just got out of prison. He does not yet know the social, like.
I look like a bodybuilder. What are you talking about? I don't look like
you look. If you're wearing that shirt in public, you look like you don't know the difference between right and wrong. You look like you're and the hat backwards, and it's just.
Oh, well, yeah. Does this look better? Does it look?
Yes.
No. Come on.
Yes.
That doesn't look goofy.
It looks less goofy than your hat backwards.
No. Everybody likes it better like this.
Rich, it's so insane that you wouldn't like. You do it all the time. You just. And you love getting recognized. Like,
I don't like getting recognized.
You would love it if someone recognized you wearing that fucking shirt with your nipples out.
You're nuts. I don't.
I don't understand. Like, I don't even understand. So he goes yesterday and he buys this one.
Yeah. So it's less strappy.
And he
for
says,
Bonnie, it's less strappy.
And he goes, I'll wear this one on. You still shouldn't wear that out. That's still not appropriate.
A million people wear tank tops in the
trashy
summer.
Trashy people wear tank tops in the stores.
I see stockbrokers, lawyers,
no,
everybody
no,
wears
no,
tank
don't.
Tops
no,
in the summer.
No, they don't. No,
oh,
they
come
don't.
On.
No,
tank tops in the summer.
Well, you put on a sleeved shirt when you're going into a public. You do. You just do. That's... I didn't make it up. That's the fucking rule of the world.
No.
Okay.
In the summer,
okay.
100...
Then go get a fucking pickup truck. Put those fucking balls on the back of it, and be your true self. Then, you know, getting these like prison tattoos. No. Look
you're
at you,
the
like
one who
who are you?
You're the one who said let's go get tattoos.
Okay, first of all, I don't like go get your tattoos. Don't use me as some kind of excuse.
It wasn't in my mind to get another tattoo. It's been almost a year.
If you
and
said
a half.
let's go get haircuts, I wouldn't go get my haircut and then be like, oh, you made me. You told me to get it.
No.
Look at your body. It's overdone.
No, I like
look
tattoos.
At this. It's just black arms.
No, that's
it's
a
just
cover
cultural
up.
Appropriation
no,
right there.
Cover up. It's flowers. It's a cover up, so it had to be dark.
Whatever.
That looks great. I like tattoos.
Okay, so you like tattoos? Don't say it's my fault that you got a tattoo.
Well, I wasn't planning on getting one.
Well, you used it as an excuse to go get one, so you got it.
It wasn't an excuse. You said I want to get a tattoo. I go, okay, I'll go get another one. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at the artwork.
You don't like it?
I mean, the closer you get to your face, the weirder it is. It's like you're no longer in normal society. You know that, right? Like you've gone over to the other side. When I met you, you had one tattoo.
That's not true. I had
maybe
tattoos.
Two.
No, I had more.
You certainly didn't have this. Come on.
No, that would have really got you going.
What goes on in your head? Like what fantasy world are you living in?
I'm not in a fantasy world.
Well,
because
you're like you don't even you actually don't take in any information around you about how people are reacting to you or
the girl
anything.
Wasn't
just
upset.
Like
the girl was telling the vacuum. She didn't care what
I'm talking about myself right now.
Oh,
it's insane. So then yesterday, I go to take Raina to get her second shot. Her second
COVID.
So she can get metal things hanging off of her. Did you see that? Did
what?
I say you?
No.
Oh, people think that like that the vaccine has.
Oh yeah, it magnetizes.
Yeah.
People really believe that?
Yeah, people are.
Show me one person that a fork will stick to their body.
I guess somebody had it on Facebook was doing it. You know, it's like people were doing.
It's a trick.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, it's not sticking.
Okay. All right.
Yeah? Oh, really? You don't think it's a trick?
No, I think it's insane that you're telling me it's a trick.
You're telling
everyone in the world. We all knew. It was already implied. Everyone listening to this already understood it. But here comes Rich Voss to let us know. It's a trick.
Yeah.
It's a trick.
Shut up. I don't talk like that, you fucking idiot.
It's a trick.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, but I mean, like, you're so weird. Did you think I didn't know? What, did you think I was sitting here thinking like, well, yeah, you get... Stuff gets magnetized. You get it. You get the shot, and then
everybody knows
your keys get stuck to your forehead.
So, what are you saying about Raina?
Anyway, so we're on our way. I look down, and Raina's got in a henna tattoo. Okay, you know what those are, right?
Yeah.
Poop head on her arm, and there's no washing it off. It's a henna tattoo. It's going to be there for 2 weeks.
Where'd she get it from?
She let her friend do her henna tattoo, and her friend said, close your eyes, I'm going to do it, and then you'll see it when it's done, and wrote poop head on it. So I have to now, I'm like, am I just, it's like, I could never get out of white trashness. It's just, it's embedded. You know, I got to go to the, get her shot where she's got like poop head, a huge letters on her arm.
Well, why would she close her eyes? Is she stupid?
Yes, they're 13. They're fucking around.
And why would her friend do that? I'd be mad at her friend.
I said, what did you write on your friend's arm? She goes, she wouldn't let me do it. I go, that's because her mom and dad would yell at her. She goes, yeah.
But I'd be very mad if I was Raina.
She thinks it's funny.
Did you see the story I put up on Instagram yesterday, how politically correct the society is getting, how out of control? They were doing a story about...
Hey, you know I saw it.
Yeah, I know you saw it.
Are you talking to the listeners?
They were doing a story about Julia Andrews, and she brought up Dick Van Dyke, and they spelled Dick Van Dyke, and they only put the D in like 3 stars. They didn't spell Dick. In the headline, and I'm going, are you kidding me?
It had to have been some kind of like, it has to be some kind of program that they use because the D wasn't capitalized on Dick.
Oh,
so I'm saying like it was like an error because they probably put it through some kind of like spell check, but it's actually like,
well, they got to see it before it goes up, so why wouldn't they fix it? They see it. I don't know.
I don't know.
They got to, you know, they're not just throwing things up without proofreading it. Without proofreading it?
I mean, it looked like it. Would anyone really, like, you're not allowed to put someone's name up anymore?
Yeah, it's crazy. And even the word dick, D-I-C-K with a lowercase d, can be used many different ways, you know. They used to call cops dicks back in the day.
What?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Well, they call them dicks now, but...
No.
Like, this, it's the same dick they used to call anyone a dick.
How else can you use dick with a lowercase?
There's no other way.
Well, even if you put...
Dickie. He was wearing a dickie.
No, that's Dickie. That's not dick.
Well, there is no other dick. Sorry.
Well, you could even use a penis where it's not non-offensive. So you can't spell it out. She cut off his dick.
No, but you wouldn't say dick in that case because that's not the anatomical.
She cut off his penis.
Yes.
So, but whatever. It's not offensive if it's used in a non-offensive way. If you're going, oh, that person's a dick.
What was the other thing that I was going to bring up today?
I don't know.
I said, I have a lot to go over with you today.
Oh, do you? Oh, is this Bonnie's resentment list? Bonnie's...
That's what this whole podcast is. I don't know if you've noticed. We've done 600 of them. At what point have I ever come on here like, you know, raising you up?
Great ad-libbing.
I know. I couldn't think of. I couldn't even think of how to say like giving you compliments or something.
Whatever. It's a busy morning for me. That's all I know. You know, they air this on Sirius twice.
Oh, God, I hate that.
I don't hate it. It's good. It's good publicity. Look at that.
It's just embarrassing. No, it's like, I don't want to be known as this.
Then like, why didn't come on and raise me up?
I don't want to be doing, like, it's one thing to have, like, you know, people that, like, where you can control it in some way, like, you know, but it's another thing to just have it on fucking radio. It's like I'm trying to get jobs in other areas of my life.
Yeah, big deal. We're doing a podcast. Well,
I had a meeting for a big job and the guy was like, I said something about the podcast room and he goes, oh, you have a podcast. What's the podcast? And I was like, oh, God, I do not want to tell him what this podcast is. Cause...
Did you talk like that?
Oh, my God. No, that's my inner voice. I said, oh, it's called My Wife Hates Me. And I go, it's just a... We're both doing characters. No, I didn't say that.
Did he know who I was?
Oh, you know this story, which is why you're bringing it up,
no,
I suppose.
No, I forgot it. Well, how's
oh,
it go?
Oh, my God.
How's it go?
I'm not talking about it.
How does it go? What happened?
I said, he said, whatever. I can't tell the whole thing because I don't want to say it, but... It came up that you were a comic, and he was like, is it anyone I know? And I go, it's only legendary comedian Rich Voss. And then he goes, oh, I didn't know. Wow, I didn't know. But I don't think he knew. Like, I think he's British, but I think he was just saying it because I said legendary. Like, I was being kind of, like, tongue-in-cheek about it.
He probably knows who I am.
Oh, I didn't know. I was like, you and thousands of others. You and most of America.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm pretty popular.
Okay.
I have a good following. But I see these people get so many views on Instagram. Like Annie Letterman gets like 50,000 views.
Yeah, she's good. So she's funny. She's
I know
really
she's funny.
At it.
But do these people spend all day on Instagram?
Yes.
They do?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, I don't know about all day, but they put effort into it.
My social media guy is making my TikTok account to put videos.
Great.
Should I do that?
Yeah.
I thought I was too old.
You're never too old for TikTok. That's something a lot of people have learned recently.
Really?
I don't know. Just do whatever you want to do.
Well, I don't want to do any of it, but you have to. I don't want to do any of it.
Okay.
Social media. I don't like it. I like reading it. I like seeing what's going on. I don't like the negativity.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm a positive person. I don't like negativity in my life. We, putting this shed together, we go out and do two pieces. It's like,
first of all,
I really wish I could hire someone to do the shed, even though I'm a
I don't know why you chose this particular.
Because the other ones, you got to get permits. This one.
Permits. Not permits.
Permits. And this.
Is it called permits? Or is it
permit,
called permit?
A permit. Permit. Either way.
Well, why do you say permits? Am I saying it wrong? Or are you?
Say Hoboken.
I say.
Say Hoboken.
Hoboken. Why?
No,
I feel
say
like it? I elevate Hoboken.
Hoboken? Is that what you call it?
Well, who wants to say Hoboken? Like, oh, welcome to Hoboken. Hoboken, that sounds better. But
maybe they would have named it Hoboken if they thought it sounded better.
I mean,
you're going to come in with your uppity white privilege. Mm-hmm. I'll call it Hoboken.
I don't appreciate hobo in the name. Hoboken.
So the shed I got, you know, I got a Rubbermaid.
No, it's not a Rubbermaid.
It's the same thing. It's the
okay,
same.
Okay, but it's not that brand.
It's the brand people. It's the exact same type of shed.
I know, but I'm just saying it's not that one. So,
so
I just didn't want to
say
it.
What's a different name?
What's
the name of it?
I don't remember.
It's on your phone.
It is?
On the video.
Oh, well. I don't know.
Well, whatever. I didn't get a wooden shed. One, even though I built the foundation, so much water is in our backyard. and I don't need to take a chance of a shed.
Stormax.
What is it? Doormat?
Stormax.
Let me see.
Store, S-T-O-R-E, like you store stuff.
Okay, it's like
it's Duramax storage sheds.
Duramax. 10x8. I'm using it for storage. Bobby has a great shed. It's wooden, but he uses it for his podcast studio. What he uses for storage is like what we have, but he has a Rubbermaid or whatever. We have a Duramax, same thing. I didn't get a wooden.
I pretty imagine this one's a few dollars cheaper.
No, it's the same.
Then why did you
$1,000 for it?
Okay. It's all right. Like it's like the thinnest thing in the world.
It's a storage shed. No one's living in it.
Okay. So we start putting it together.
And it's just so hard.
Okay, but here's the thing. You move so slowly.
It was too hot to move fast.
It was crazy. Yeah, but you know, you wouldn't like read the directions.
You're doing the direction ones. You're doing
okay, so I'd read the directions. I'd put the pieces out. I'd say, okay, this screw needs to go here. This screw needs to go there. Here's how it lays out.
It can't make sense, the last thing.
And then you would be like, are you sure?
Yeah.
I'd say, okay. So I said, listen, you can ask me every time if I'm sure. Or, because I'm just going to say, yeah, because I just looked at it and I just did it, you know, but instead, either trust me that I know what I'm doing or go look at the directions yourself. But you're just wasting energy by going, are you sure this is how it was? It doesn't seem right.
Is that how I talk?
This is how you talk. Are you sure? Or is this just the way this is supposed to go? And then I go, yeah, this is it. You sure? It's like, just do it. Or go check up on my work if you want, but by looking at the directions. But you wouldn't do it.
Nope. Well, after I have another Zoom thing.
So we're about 10% done.
If that. Well, we'll go do the other two walls today.
Okay.
We're not going to do that part that you said. We'll do the two walls today. And
what part did I say?
Where the screws seem like they're going in the wrong way. It seems like they would stick out of the goddamn fucking...
No, they're being... The other side has got the thing on it. I mean, look at... I looked it up a video and that's what it showed to do.
Something's wrong.
See what I'm saying, folks?
It's too complicated.
It's like he just goes, it's wrong, and he won't do it. And then it's like we just sit there for an hour like, okay, well, I don't know. I have this directions. It says to do this. There's no other.
First of all, mis-exaggeration. We don't sit there for an hour. We don't sit there.
You hem and haw and ponder for long periods of time.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to just do it myself?
Hem and haw and ponder. What the fuck are we doing, a farm podcast now?
Well, we're talking about building a fucking shed.
Oh, okay. You're right. But no one says hem and haw
and ponder. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what they say in prison, but.
Hem and haw and ponder. Is that what you said?
Well, you sit around.
That's the title for this. Hem and haw and ponder. So if our producer's listening, that's the title.
If he's smart, he's not.
Listening? He just probably turns on record and runs away.
Yeah. He's making his own shed right now.
Whoa.
Yeah. Come on. Are we done?
No, we're only at 32 minutes. This is being re-aired on Sirius, on two networks.
Are you serious?
It's on She's So Funny and on Fraction
Why
Talk.
Why would you make this deal? This is insane.
It's not a deal.
I don't want... This is private conversations. This is like a private conversation going out into the world.
Well,
can you imagine driving around and listening to this and just be like, what are they fucking putting on the radio? If I just was driving around and all of a sudden this came on, I'd be like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah,
it's like somebody forgot to turn off the mics. We're like here to clean up the studio, and we just start having a fight.
First of all, that's not a good way to sell your fucking ideas or to.
I don't want to be doing it. I'm here under duress. Somebody come to the studio, get me, save me.
You call this a studio?
No, but I'm in. If someone's just driving around in their car, they would think it was in a studio. Like they don't even know how bad it is. Because they're not seeing the video.
This is a
They imagine us like, they imagine you with sleeves, I bet.
This is a top podcast, believe me. If they're airing it on radio, it's a top podcast. Very well, well.
Yeah, we're a top podcast in the sense that we're the ones fucking you.
That's not, are you crazy?
What, that's funny.
No one says something funny and goes, that's funny. Because if you have to say that's funny, that's the.
To you, I do because you're not at my level.
That's the fucking network it's on. She's so funny.
Yeah, see, there you go.
It's all female comics. I guess it only runs an hour a day.
And they just, I hope they're like deleting your voice and it's just me. They're muting you.
Is
you
that
can
what you
only
hope?
Just hear me.
Is that your hope?
I hope so. Wouldn't that be funny?
That's your hope.
Whatever. Jesus, what the fuck?
They took down a guy from Montreal this week.
Oh, Jeff Singer.
I heard it was it wasn't even the guys he was sitting at the and gals sitting at the table with. I heard they just let it go, but another guy is the one who brought it to the
attention.
Mayron.
Why would you not say the people's names? They're all over Twitter. The most amazing thing about it is that then the guy who like amplified the situation, Mayron, another comedian from the Cellar. Very funny. We know him. He's done...
Would You Bang Him?
Would You Bang Him. He was hilarious. Now people try to take him down.
Why?
They said that he's mean and to like wait staff and he slapped a guy and all these tweets came.
He slapped a guy?
I mean, who knows if it's true? I'm just saying like... Oh. It's like what happens with like...
See,
I mean, in a way...
you get into that crew of taking people down.
You wade in to take someone down, then yeah. Someone else will take you down. Yes.
It's just...
It's quite beautiful, actually, the way that the system works. It's
when
a cycle.
When did comics become snitches? You know, look, obviously if somebody is using their power for sexual advancement or being racist or prejudiced, yes, you bring it up. But maybe you bring it up.
I know, but you know.
Do you bring everything public? Does everything have to go public?
Well, the thing
everybody's,
that drives me nuts
well, no,
is
but
that...
everybody now is the accuser, the jury, and the executioner.
Right.
Does everything.
Well, no, and if you don't say anything, people expect you to be the jury and the. Like, you know, it's like people will be like, why are you working with so and so? And it's like, bitch, I'm not a fucking. American justice system. I'm just a person getting paid to work somewhere. It's like, leave me alone. It's like,
yeah, if you did a background check on the whole world, then nobody would be working.
Right. That said, it's like, then sometimes people say like, oh, you said this guy's a dick and you won't work with him, but you'll work with this guy. It's like, again, I hate to break it to you, but I get to make my own choices in life of who I'm going to work with and who I'm not. So go fuck yourself. The thing that I find...
Can you tone down the cursing?
I don't feel like it. This has got me fired up. Bitch, let me tell you something else.
Go ahead.
Bitch.
Don't call me a bitch. Bitch.
Listen, no, what angers me too is that people wait. It's just so cowardly to wait until the guy has already fallen before you come along with your story. Your story now doesn't really matter because he's already out. He's done. So all these people go on Twitter and they're like, he said this to me in the hallway of the whatever. And, you know, it's like, if I get that you didn't want to say it before because he still had some power and you really wanted to be booked in Montreal, but... What courage it would have taken for you to say the things that needed to be said back then when, you know, you may have, like, fucked your own self in doing so. Do you know what I'm saying? But you get no credit for saying it after the fact. There's no heroism in saying it when the guy's already down.
I had a couple beefs with him in my mind of things he did to me.
Right.
I never brought it public. I just knew.
But why not? You should have. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
No, I never kissed his ass. He knew I wasn't a fan.
Right, you dealt with things like...
Yeah, I'm not a fan. When I saw him around,
I'd flick his hat off. I'd go...
I wasn't, you know. No. I even said something to him once about something, you know, whatever. You know,
no, I'm just saying, so, like, so, you but if you want to say it after the fact, that's fine. But you shouldn't be getting, you shouldn't be like excited that you're getting all kinds of likes and attention for it. That's just gossip after the fact. That's just
Do that on the phone.
And also, yeah, like it makes me like it's like this happens all the time where I don't like someone, they get fucking taken down. I have a brief moment of happiness, and then I have to feel sorry for the person because now it's like these vultures just jump on and, you know, overcorrect, and you're like, Jesus, take it easy.
So, you know, he said a racist remark at the table amongst amongst a bunch of black comics, and one person I heard said, I don't appreciate that. Da, da, da.
We heard this all like triple,
yeah, okay,
quadruple.
But
hand,
none of the people that were at there at the
I've
moment.
I've not heard them say anything publicly.
They didn't say anything publicly. Also, too, from my understanding, I guess from what I've seen throughout history of taking people down and snitching,
mm-hmm.
Black comics are not snitches, and not like the white comics.
I hate the term snitches.
They're not.
You're
listen,
allowed to say whatever happens to you in your experience.
Okay, but black comics will deal with it right there. I don't even necessarily believe
that's true either.
Have you seen
it? It's like,
it?
Really, we're going to now group a whole.
No, it's not grouping. It's just
it is. You're saying like black comics are like this, white comics are like that.
Yes, a different
women
color.
Do this.
Stop generalizing.
People, that's part of the problem.
No, it's not. People, different cultures deal with things differently. They deal with things differently. So, you know, white comics just have no problem fucking ratting or going after people.
It's certain specific people in this business.
Okay, do you notice who are these people?
Believe me, I can mention a couple of black people or Hispanic people or Asian people who are equally the same as a lot of white people that you're talking about,
comedians that are there
to bring somebody down. It's a ridiculous argument. It's so stupid, and it's counter to what you're actually saying.
I don't know. You're looking at the negative.
No, I'm not looking at the negative.
Okay, where I grew up.
Okay, so what? So men 60 and over who are black don't snitch. Great. We're so happy with that. That's why there's a lot of, like, you know, problems also. The don't snitch thing has not been entirely helpful to the culture.
To what culture? Any culture?
Yes, let's say that.
Okay, I just think comics that, you know, okay, you know, they go after other comics material. I've talked about this a million times. It's ridiculous. You don't like it, don't fucking listen. You know, if you're going to go after somebody, like I said, that's, you know, abusing their power, that's different. But we're dealing with the First Amendment, freedom of speech. You're a comic. You say what you say. If another comic doesn't like it, you got enough fucking people in the media trying to bring you down for what you're saying on stage. You don't need another comic to come after you doing that.
Well, to me, it's also so transparent what they get mad at, you know. Like, I see comedians getting mad about ageism. It's like, well, you didn't care about ageism when you were 32, you know. It's like, it's what's affecting you directly. It's like personal. Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, when you see injustice that happens to you, then you get like real riled up about it.
You know, like, I have a little lisp. People make fun of it. But if I only had one arm and people made fun of that, they would fucking go after him in a second.
Okay,
so
first of all, this is part of the problem. You're actually exactly like these little bitches.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
I'm
because a lisp has not stopped you in life the way that, like...
How do you know? How do you know there's no network people that didn't pick up one of the
pilots? I'm sure it's true. Listen, and I'm sure the gum doesn't help. You haven't done yourself any favors, and yet here you are with a fucking podcast on two serious radio stations that people are turning off by the fucking thousands. Okay? But like you love to do this too. You love
I don't
to
do
you do
no.
you love to say you're a bigger victim than other people.
I never say
and
I'm a
the
bigger victim,
victim fucking is... Olympics is the most bullshit
well,
thing in the world.
You bring up the whole women thing more than I ever bring up a list.
Have you heard? Am I doing it now?
No, but you.
Okay, then we're talking about you. What you just did, little bitchy boo.
Oh,
what you just did. I've got a list,
no,
and people make fun of it, and it's been very, very difficult for me in my life. If I had one arm, people would be making fun of it. Yeah, and you'd have one a fucking arm. You'd still have it worse.
Yeah, but you don't know what it's like to be a woman. You don't know what it's like to go on the road. Like, shut up. You'd see everybody has their own things to cross, their own... what's the word? Their own...
I don't know.
What's the word?
Why didn't you bring that up? I'm also dumb. And people make fun of me for being dumb.
Really?
And not my fault. It has born dumb.
Oh, yeah, really?
I could learn, but I'm against it.
Oh, really? You're going to do a southern voice? Instead
I don't
of a
know. It just comes out of me, okay? I don't fucking do these voices.
You haven't done voices in a while. You don't do them anymore, huh?
You know, there's an overwhelming amount of people who dislike the voices. I get the emails.
Really?
Yeah, comments.
I like the Irish voice.
No, I'm not your...
Come on, do the Irish.
Can we just close it up now? I think we've done enough time.
No, we got it. We got 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes. So what are they saying about Mayron? They're bringing him down saying he...
I don't want to be part of the gossip.
Oh, yeah, that's gossip.
Bullshit.
Do you gossip on the phone with your friends about it?
I mean, I send them tweets for sure. Yeah.
You didn't talk to anybody about Jeff Singer on the phone?
Yeah, of course.
So he after all this came out, resigned from a job which he's held for years.
But I also, the amazing thing is was that his job year-round?
I don't know.
He went on 4 auditions. It's like, how is he paying for...
Well, I don't know how Montreal...
all those hats.
Montreal...
He must have another job somewhere.
Wasn't Montreal also, that festival, also subsidized through the government? The government helped pay...
Oh, I'm sure they made fucking buckets of... In what do you call...
In what?
You know, yeah, whatever you call those things that you get, you know.
I'll tell you the truth. Listen, I love going to Montreal. I love hanging out with comics. I love doing the festival. But I still haven't got paid for my travel and the show I was supposed to get paid for from 3 years ago. What am I going to do? That's gone. All right. I take that as a loss. But I did have fun going up there. I have fun going there. You know, where else are you going to go hang out with a bunch of comics? And the shows I did up there, the podcast. The year I was up there, the last year where you did a nasty show, I did about 5 different podcasts and radio shows. That were so much fun. I did Big J show, the crowd work show, and whatever. We did our podcast up there, and it was great. I was supposed to get travel and paid for one show or something. I never did. But what are you going to do? Hey, the festival owes me $100. You make a stink about it, and then you'll never go up there. And the reason I do go up there is, like I said, I like seeing comics you haven't seen in years. You know, when are a bunch of headliners together? Very seldom, you know. So if you guys want to send me $800 or whatever it is from 3 years ago or... You can. If not, I'll still come back up there. You know.
The only person from the Montreal Festival that is listening is Jeff Singer.
He's not from
the... And he's no longer working for the festival.
Do you think he can still get me my money, my travel?
No.
And listen, there's another thing we did, and I don't want to bring up any names.
Who cares? Let it go.
Pay me!
I get irritated too, but I can't. I'd rather just let it go. People ask you to do stuff, and then they say, and these are big companies that say they're going to pay you, and then they don't. And you know, I always say, I don't have a fucking finance department. This is it. It's me emailing you for my money, but I can't sit around for a year having anger and resentment. I gotta just
anger and resentment. Listen, they did my roof. I have to pay him. I'm getting gutters. I have to pay him. Okay, I did certain work. I did whatever. Pay me. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you make a deal.
I agree, but I'm saying like there's nothing you could. We've already tried all the avenues that we could try.
No, we haven't gone on social media, but I don't want.
But for what? For that, like
it's not for that. It's principle. It's not. It's only.
I'll wait till they get taken down, and then we'll bring it up after. Now,
it's $1,500 a piece. That's $3,000. Do you think that's petty cash?
I don't think it is. It's very. It
could have bought you your wooden shed. $3,000.
Very. Yeah. Now I have a fucking rubber shed thanks to you, you bitches.
I see a lot of hair in my drain. My hair's falling out.
In your what drain?
In the shower.
They said in your dream.
Like you could
well,
see.
Then don't wear a hat. A hat'll speed that process up like nothing.
That's not true.
It's true.
How do you know? What's the scientific reason behind that?
Sun, vitamin D.
So don't ever stay in your house. I take vitamin D every day.
Okay. Well, I mean, a hat. You would think it does. It would look a hat. You're gonna wear a hat when you fucking. This might be your last few years with hair. Get rid of the hat. Anyway, okay. I'm going.
Where are you going?
Bye.
Wait, I gotta do plugs.
Do your plugs.
Okay. Don't leave until I do my plugs.
Okay. Let's go quickly. Quickly.
Well, for the people listening to this podcast, if it goes up by Friday night, I'm at Soul Joel's in Royersford, Pennsylvania, I think it is. Soul Joel's. Saturday, rock club called Phantom Opera by Lancaster. And next Saturday, the 19th, East Brunswick Square Mall with Jim Florentine. And there you have it. That's all I got. What do you got?
Peace out.
Peace out? That's not the peace sign. What'd you do? You went like that. What does that mean?
The devil.
You're a devil worshiper, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
Why don't you show some of your scars? Show them that scar you're on.
Some cooking for you.
It was a pleasure working with you, Bonnie.
It was nice working with you, too. I don't generally work with lispy people, but...
I don't usually work with crybabies.
You know what it is? It's like...
It wouldn't make me happy, and you're going, oh, good, I don't have to touch them anymore.
I don't touch you anyway. I get it. It's a win-win for me.
If I was gay.
No, it's... Stop.
Oh.
Don't be...
I'm not gay. I'm silly.
Okay, bye.
All right, listen... This is the number one listened to podcast from Hillsboro. So tell your friends. All right. We're done. Are you done? I'm done.
All
right. I got another thing to do at fucking...
Okay, bye. I got to go walk my dog. My Wife Hates Me was created and hosted by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane, produced by John Baldwin. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast by visiting mywifehatesmepodcast.com. It's really true. But somewhere deep down,
she loves him too. Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today, to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.